From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting more questions are being raised over the resignation of a key Trump advisor. Just 6 days into his presidency, Donald Trump was informed his national security advisor had misled his vice president about contacts with Russia. The U.S. president kept his number two in the dark and waited nearly 3 weeks before ousting the aide, Michael Flynn, citing a slow but steady erosion of trust, according to White House officials. Flynn was interviewed by the FBI about his telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., a sign his ties to Russia had caught the attention of law enforcement officials. Beyond the politics, the resignation of the Trump advisor could have some far-ranging implications for Washington and beyond. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more on the story.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Republican John McCain labeled Flynn's resignation a troubling indication of the dysfunction of the current national security apparatus. He added, it raises further questions about the Trump administration's intentions toward Vladimir Putin's Russia. Russian lawmakers fired back.
This turns out to be an attack against us, purporting that we discussed something improper with a national security advisor.
Former National Security Council officials say there's still time for the Trump administration to turn things around, and that a new national security advisor can help, though it may not be enough. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
A White House official says Russia has violated a 30-year-old treaty by deploying a cruise missile. The two countries agreed in 1987 under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty to not possess, produce, or flight test any ground-launched missiles that could fly between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. VOA News. As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits the White House, the Trump administration is suggesting that peace between Israelis and Palestinians may not come in the form of a two-state solution, a position that could represent a dramatic shift from 20 years of U.S. policy. Speaking to reporters ahead of President Trump's meeting today with Netanyahu, a senior White House official said Tuesday that Trump is eager to begin facilitating a peace deal between the two sides and hoping to bring them together soon. However, the official, who was not authorized to speak publicly on the meeting beforehand, said it will be up to the Israelis and Palestinians to determine what peace will entail, and that peace, not a two-state solution, is the goal. Another point of discussion is likely to be the location of the U.S. Embassy, which is now in Tel Aviv, not Jerusalem. Russell Stone, a professor at American University, told VOA President Trump made statements before the election about his stand on Israel.
Before the election were promises that the American embassy would move to Jerusalem on day one. That proved not to be true, that the United States would support Israel. In fact, Netanyahu had made statements before the election that things will change immediately after January 20th. He embarked on a policy of expanding housing units in settlements. And after the second round of expansion was announced, the White House said that expanding settlements was not helpful in the pursuit of peace.
Netanyahu is scheduled to meet with the U.S. president at the White House today. The two leaders will hold a joint news conference before convening for meetings and a working lunch. The prime minister will then head to Capitol Hill for meetings with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Two separate bomb explosions in northwestern Pakistan have killed at least six people and wounded many more. Officials say the deadliest incident happened in the Momand tribal district near the Afghan border, where a suicide bomber blew himself up after security forces spotted and tried to stop him. The blast killed three Pakistani security personnel and two civilians. A second bomber accompanying the attacker was gunned down while he tried to detonate explosives strapped to his body. A military statement asserted the two bombers had come from Afghanistan and planned to attack an area hosting offices, training facilities, and residential buildings for employees of the local administration in the central town of Galanai. And a Kenyan court on Wednesday released seven doctors who were officials in the medics union and who were jailed earlier this week for not calling off a strike by doctors.
That's the latest world news from VOA.